One thing you can say by listening to this podcast is that you can tell I'm passionate. Hopefully you can feel it coming through your speakers and it ignites something within you. Where you may not feel as low as before. Maybe you can hopefully find, begin to find solutions to whatever issues you may be facing. I don't necessarily have a goal of trying to have an answer for anything. I typically speak on the things that I know that I'm affected by, or that I know that I can have a positive influence on. And I don't touch on topics that I don't feel, if you get it. I know you do, because you've been rocking with me for so long. Just like I've always said, we're all one and the same. Always try to get people to realize there's answers in failure. There's answers in mistakes. There's a way to correct wrong words or wrong feelings. I know a lot of us want to be rational, but we're emotional first. So the first thing that usually comes up is an emotional response to something. We don't typically have rationale when we're faced with things that affect us. We only have rationale when we're faced with things that we have no clue, you know, what's in front of us. That's when we want to understand things. That's when we want to listen. That's when we want to assess things. You know, when it's something that we feel that we may have some sort of experience with, are we taking over the room? You know, that's why I always say, seek knowledge, never the answer. It's because you can adapt better to any situation if you do that. Because life is full of unexpectancies. It's full of us not, it wants us to learn. You know, if you look at the way life goes, it wants you to learn. It wants you to change. It wants you to progress. It does not want you to stay the same. Every day we can attack things like that. Life, not to say it doesn't want you to be who you are. It just forces you to adapt. And that's not necessarily saying you're behind if you don't, because you're not. But that's also the beauty and progress and change and what people deem success when you adapt, when your principles change. You know, because if you look at corporations, which we are our own corporations in life. We are our own businesses. You know, we must treat ourselves, our body, our mind, our spirit, things of that nature, as we are our own, you know, entity, because we are. It's always you first. It's always you first. But you understand that. because you can't affect anything without allowing yourself to cultivate. You cannot progress without purpose. That's why a lot of people are realizing the minimal things in life, you know? Minimal means, to me, you know, it doesn't really cost much, but it affects so much. Waking up a little earlier, just giving yourself time to think, starting a new book, listening to a new audiobook, getting to know spiritual life, a spiritual side of life. Not necessarily saying that you have to believe in these things. I'm not trying to say that. What I am saying, like the Bible, the Quran, even, you know, just get into those books and understand the teachings and understand why so many people go to these books, to these principles, to these beliefs. Not necessarily saying that you have to have these principles or have these beliefs, but understand why they do. And it can in turn give you a better understanding of people and the way that they are. Why certain people are more reserved than others. Why everybody isn't the same in a sense. Why certain religions or certain areas of the world are the way that they are. Or it may even get you a better understanding of your upbringing. You know, if you ran away from the strict natures of religion because of your parents, your grandparents, even the strict nature of structure, if that didn't fit you, maybe now later in life it's time for us to understand those things. Still, all I said was understand. I didn't say change. I just said understand progress and understand why it makes sense to some people. You know, just be a part of the conversation, you know? Never be in a room where you can't have an understanding of why people are, how they are. You know, and the way you do that is if, you know, you learn. Get out, teach yourself things. No matter where we are in life, you know, if you're older, if you're younger, seek as much knowledge as possible. If you're older, seek as much knowledge as possible. And you'll somehow, the young will get wise and the wise will get young, basically, so to speak. You get it? It'll rejuvenate you, but it'll also give you experience, which is needed for the youth. And it'll also bring the old back to the new. You know, because someone such as myself, I'm around a lot of people from a lot of different aspects of life. Age-wise, mentality, financial stability, even family structure. You know, I'm still learning from a lot of people who did things differently than myself, but still wound up being in the same position as a parent. As to where I felt, you know, I've lost connection with some of my children, my family even. But now, still being the way that I am and finding more of that connection with more of my family, it's, you know, it's it's a pretty wonderful thing to still be, to still be able to make an impact and to still be able to look at family, even though we don't speak or haven't spoken, to still have that feeling that this person is there. Still have that feeling that you can count on someone, that you can laugh with someone, that you can forgive. You know, that's what life is. Life is about finding answers, or not even necessarily finding answers. Just finding ways of understanding. And as many times as we find ways to understand things, we're better off. And the reason why I say find ways of understanding is to not find ways to get angry. Because that's easy. It's very easy for us to find ways to get angry. Very easy for us to find ways to get upset with people or certain situations or even our own progress. You know, don't feel too bad about your job. You could put your all into it and still lose it. Just like the stories I've told you about the things that have been happening to me. It doesn't necessarily mean it's an end. It could be a new beginning with everything that you have, including the mistakes, because as we all know, a mistake is not the end. So you all know me as passionate. You know, if that's the one word that I can use to describe myself, it's such as that. It's passionate. If you've ever been in the gym with me, passionate. If you've ever watched a football game with me, passionate. If we've ever sat and laughed, passionate. If we've ever sat and cried, passionate. To me, it just means I still have life to give, you know. I still have life to give. I still haven't given up on certain things, and I won't. I won't. I'll always wake up with a reason and a want to We all should have a reason and a want to keep the fire burning. Patience is a podcast.